In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 26, April 28th, 1929, and we're in the third paragraph. Jesus says, our fiat, now he's explaining from his position as God. This is why we love the Book of Heaven. It's we're listening to God explain to us what he is doing right now. Our fiat has such divine virtue as to render the soul, and he's talking to Louisa, and now to us, linked to Louisa, he renders the soul inseparable from us, triune God. See, the fiat brings us back to where Adam was before the fall, image and likeness. When God breathed the Ruah of God into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God, inseparable from the triune God. And that's what God is doing now again. He's ready to bring sanctification to the world. And he's asking us, are you willing to let me accomplish what I have planned in the beginning? He's wrapping up the show, if you want to say. We're going to enter into the kingdom. The kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. He says, and what we triune God do are by nature, this is who God is by nature, Louisa and us linked to Louisa can do by grace. So God is going to make us inseparable from him again, as Adam was inseparable from the beginning. That's why Jesus comes to earth as the new Adam. Mary comes to earth as the new Eve. We are now going to be inseparable from Jesus and Mary, even more than what Adam had before the fall. He says very clearly, in creating Adam, we triune God did not put him at a distance from us, but rather in order to have Adam together with us. He created Adam to be one with God. There were no other gods. So what does he do? He creates a creature, Adam. Why? So that Adam could participate in God, share in divinity. As St. Peter says in his epistle, we are called to be divinized, not to become gods, but to share in divinity. This is again what the priest does every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So Jesus says, what God does by nature, we are going to do by grace. That's Our Lady, the true life of Mary. God did it by nature. Our Lady does by grace. We're going to have the DNA, if you want to say, of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So in creating Adam, Jesus says, we train God to not put him far from God, but rather together with God, one with God. This fusing with God. That's why when you pray your morning prayers, when you do your prevenient act in the morning, you say to God, I want to be fused with you, triune God. God goes, good. How are you going to do it? Well, you taught Louisa to be fused with Jesus and Mary through Louisa. We are going to be doing this through Louisa, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, the reflection of the Trinity on earth, Jesus says. So once we fuse ourselves with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, what does that do? That makes us aware to be fused in creation. Everything of creation belongs to us. To be fused in everything of redemption, that belongs to us. That's the love of God, creation and redemption. And our response is to return back to God that divine I love you by the life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life now. Why do we do this? Jesus says, so that we can enter into the divine will and be together with God, fused with God. Why? So that we can go back to the prime act of God, the simple act of God, the one act of God, to participate in God, in, with, through, and for God, as God's participating in, with, through, and for us. It's a mutual possession, which is heaven, which Jesus calls the wedding feast. So the whole reason is to come back to God the way God wanted it in the beginning. So Jesus says, not at a distance, but together with God. So he says, we triune God gave Adam our very divine will that would give Adam the first act, what? To operate together with God. Cooperate with God. Operate with God. This is an amazing time to be alive. The saints learned how to do the will of God. And that's what we've learned for the last 2,000 years, how to do the will of God. But what Jesus is asking of us, he's asking us to live in the will of God. So what is this living in the will of God? It's to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what God is asking. So he asks us, how much do you want this? So what is it? He's heard us respond, and we said, I want this more than I can possibly possess. God goes, good, I'll give you the book of heaven. He's heard our prayer. Maybe we didn't say it that way, but the way we live, God says, I want to give you more. Do you want more? And we say, yes. God goes, okay, now you're going to operate together with me. This is the first act, to operate with God. So he says, this was the reason, Jesus says, why our divine love, our divine light, our divine joys, our divine power, our divine beauty gushed out altogether and overflowing outside of our divine being. And they spread the table before Adam, whom God loves so much. So here he's sharing with God everything. He's sharing with Adam everything. Our love, light, joy, power, and beauty gushed all out together, overflowing outside our divine being. And they spread the table. You are now going to be with God. Again, the table, you think about that. God did this in the beginning. And what does he do at the end? What does Jesus do in the Last Supper? He spreads the table for him and he says, this is my body. This is my blood. He's sharing with us himself. And as Catholics, we have the Eucharist, the great blessing that God has given to us. And those that want the Eucharist will find the Eucharist. They'll seek God. They'll seek to attend Holy Mass. They are the same souls that will spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. They want this food. As what God spread before Adam. They want this oneness with God. So Jesus says, he says he's done this with so much love that we triune God had formed with our creative hands and generated with our divine breath. And we wanted to enjoy our work. We wanted Adam to be happy with our own divine happiness, embellished with our own divine beauty. Rich with our own divine richness, more so since it was our will for us to remain close to humanity, to Adam, to operate together and amuse ourselves together with Adam and his children. This is what God wanted, and this is what he's doing now. What does it mean to amuse yourself? What does that mean? It's when you're with a little baby, you're looking at this beautiful thing, this beautiful creature. And you're astonished at the beauty, the innocence. This is what God was doing with Adam. He was amused. The baby is amused with the mother. The God is amused with us. We are amused with God. And again, that's what the Book of Heaven does. The Book of Heaven makes you desire even more than what you could ever imagine. You're entering into this life of God, this love of God, this light of God. And what's happening is you're enamored by how much God loves us. That's why when you fuse yourself with creation, every day you're getting closer and closer to the love of God. You're experiencing the love of God in all of creation. I mean, have you ever I mean, just looking at a tree, I mean, when the leaves flap in the breeze, it's almost as if the tree is waving and saying, you know, God loves you. Look at what he has created for you. You begin to experience all the I love yous around you. It's the waving of the leaf, all the leaves. And you hear the birds chirping, and it's God saying, I want you to be the voice of the chirping, saying to God, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. The waving of the leaves was saying to God, I love you too. But Jesus in us is doing that. It's far more than doing the will of God. It's living in the will of God. And this is the amusement that happens with us when we pray our rounds in creation, when we pray our rounds in redemption, when we watch Jesus crucified, when we see this God of gods, Lord of lords, dying on the cross, this queen and mother dying on Calvary with her heart split in two. I mean, watching her, the love, she sacrificed her son for us. Either he died, she knew this, or we would all die. And she sacrificed her son knowing, trusting in God, that we would be saved. And now what God says is, he says, I want to operate together with you. I want you to amuse yourself with all the I love yous of God. And that God wants to amuse our I love yous back to him through Jesus and Mary. He says, and games cannot be played from a distance, but in closeness. So it's not a God who's 1,000 miles away anymore. It's a God who's very close to us, a God who loves us intensely. And what do? We're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. There's nothing positive. And God, he says, when you begin to live this life that I've given to Louisa, you are filled with joy. You are filled with happiness. Why? You begin to see the beauty, the richness, the love of God all around us. You begin to see this I love you in all of creation. You begin to amuse yourself with God and God with you. It's a game. It's a joy. It's fun. You become a child again, trusting in God, believing in God, hoping in God. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. And if there is in your life, you got to stop it. You've got to stop it. You've got to treat yourself in Opus Sanctorum Angelorum. You say to your angel, treat me as you would a stubborn mule. You know, what do you do with a stubborn mule? You beat it until it starts moving again. Move, you stubborn thing. It's the same thing with us. If we're not reading, you discipline yourself. Not that you hit yourself, but you say, you have to read. This is what God wants. When you're miserable, you got to stop it. You got to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. You've got to control this wild child. You've got to discipline yourself, and because nobody else is going to discipline you. You might spend a lot of time in purgatory if you don't discipline yourself right now. God's offering us peace, joy, and happiness. There's no room for negativity. And you got to even stop negative words. You got to stop negative thoughts. It's got to be peace, joy, and happiness. You got to see the joy all around you. If you don't see the joy all around you, that's a sign that you're going to purgatory. If you don't see the happiness all around you, it's a sign that you're not even close to heaven. You might think you are, but you're not joy-filled, peaceful, and happy. That's what the divine will is. So we'll say a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will be divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.